Etimang atputang stavam nishamya bhanunandini karotu santatam janam kripa kataksha bhajanam bhavet tadheva sanchita trirupa karmanashanam Bhavetada Vrajendra Suno Mandala Pravesh Shanam. In today's little Radha evening, we will hear now about the result, the Phala Shruti, of chanting this beautiful prayer which we have chanted every day. One verse of the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. So here's the result. O Brishabhanu Nandini, upon hearing this wonderful prayer, please make me always the object of your merciful glance. Then by the influence of your mercy, may all the reactions to my karma be destroyed, and realizing my internal identity or constitutional position, may I enter the circle of Srimati Radharani's associates to participate in Sri Brajendra Suno's eternal pastimes. So here are the resultant actions. He or she who chants this best of prayers will have the merciful glance of Radharani upon himself or herself. All his karmic reactions which bind him will be destroyed, and the internal identity will be realized, and one can enter the pastimes of Radharani. Now we will just hear something very, very special this evening. We will hear actually something which is so special but short. We will hear something about the glories of this particular place which is called the Gehavar, the Gehavan forest. The question which is in our minds is obviously, why is this called the Gehavar forest? And this morning actually we heard it. Gehavar is a particular sweet. It is cooked from boiled down milk, nuts, dry fruits, and other very, very special things. And it is offered to the married women of Vrindavan by their parents. See, around this time, Kartik time, the married women of Vrindavan are going back to their parents' homes to stay in their homes for 1 month. It's a happy time when they are together with father and mother, and the parents are so happy to have their daughter back. And then the girls experience the happiness of their childhood. The parents are together as a family. But then, after the month is over, the girls go back to their homes, the married women. So that it is not so difficult the parents offer the girls a particular sweet called this Gehawas sweet, and some ornaments, some bangles, some saris, and so on. So Srimati Radharani had come under the protection of her older brother Sridhar Saka from Yavat to the palace of King Vrishabhanu, and had stayed a whole month in the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. It was a most happy time, because she could always signal with some mirrors to Nandagram where Krishna would be, and receive her signals and return the signals, and then they would make out the next meeting place, meeting time in Sankit. Radharani was all the time happy to meet Lord Krishna. One of these evenings we heard that she met with Krishna in a cave here in this forest, and how even Kirtida came, and Krishna, in order not to be seen by Kirtida, turned into a peacock, who rested his head in the lap of Radharani. Yes, but after that month, Radharani had to return back to what she considered an intolerable hell, that is the house of Jatila, where she was married to, what is his name, Abhimanyu. So she came with her sakis. She was gifted the sweet Gehawa sweet, and she ornaments and bangles, and with her sakhi she came by this Gehawa Kund, or this Krishna Kund, which we have seen this morning, where we stay actually. And there, out next to the Kund, she heard a most enchanting flute. And as she came nearer, she heard, "Oh, it's my dear beloved Krishna." Krishna came out in the forest, and they danced together, they sat together on the jeweled throne. The sakis engaged in an aratic ceremony. And Srimati Radharani, knowing that Krishna liked these sweets which was created with milk, brought the fed him the sweet, so that only one quarter of the huge portion of sweets remained. All the ornaments were worn, and the nice cloth was worn and used here and there. So then when Radharani returned to Yavat, she brought only a quarter of the gifts of King Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. Now in the village, this of Yavat, or any village, it was actually a custom amongst the people to gossip about what how much each daughter who came back from her parents brought, how much wealth she brought back for the family. So when Jatila saw that Radharani came with a relatively small quantity, you remember it was only one quarter, she was so worried. She said, "Next morning I have to be at the well and talk to all the other ladies and truthfully say how much came back to our household, and it's only so small, why is the quantity so small? It must be that Krishna has come to my daughter, there's some forbidden relationship between them, and has taken sweets, ornaments, saris and everything. She was full of anxiety, and when Abhimanyu, who is a businessman, a Vaishya, returned in the evening, she just lamented, our daughter-in-law Radharani is so absolutely unchaste, she's always with Krishna, now she, somehow Krishna has stolen all the gifts of Radharani's parents. Radharani is the daughter of a king, and the people will think bad of us, and we have only such small quantity of gifts in comparison to all the other girls who have brought much more wealth from home. Blah, 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 blah. Abhimanyu heard it. And then he decided to go to the storage chamber, the godown, to inspect how much really came back. And when he opened the storage, there were so many sweets, so many ornaments, that everything fell upon him and almost drowned him and buried him. And then Abhimanyu is told to his mother, why are you always so suspicious of Radharani? She brought so much wealth, but you are blind and old and greedy, and therefore you could not see. See, he is full with wealth. Yatila was again shown to be not correct. I mean, that's the purpose she plays in the Radha Krishna Leela. She always is an obstacle which is overcome, so that there's something to celebrate. So she was very much overwhelmed, overcome, over. You know, she was very much shown wrong, and so. But since that time, the forest here where this leela happened is called the Gehavar forest, that is the forest of sweets, and the Kund, where both of you are living, is called the Gehava Kund, sometimes Krishna Kund. In this way, it is shown for eternal times, anyone who gives something for Krishna, his offering will be returned many, many times. Just like in Krishna Leela, this woman who brought, remember that fruit merchant who gave Krishna fruits, she found that her basket was filled with jewels in return. So whatever you give to Krishna, don't worry, please, you will get it back a millionfold. Whatever you cook in the service of Guru and Radha Kanaya Lal, your kitchen will never be empty of supplies. There will always be enough nuts and flour and ghee and raisins, hopefully. So we will always have a full storage. And hopefully your heart will be always full with Krishna Bhakti or Radha Bhakti. This is the blessing of this forest. A little thing which is given is returned a millionfold. Wonderful, isn't it? This story I heard this morning at the concert was. Some of you were there, or you remember? Please tell this to Madhva Muni, because he may not know about this, and he will feel highly encouraged to hear. Yeah. So we will not talk so long today. We will just hear one little song. Ramani Shiromani Vrishabhanu Nandini Nilavasana Paridana Chinapuratajini Vanavikashini Badakabari Hari Pran. The beloved daughter of King Vrishabhanu is the crest jewel of all young women. She is fond of wearing blue garments. Her radiant complexion is very pleasing and conquers the beauty of freshly cut gold. Her locks of hair are nicely arranged, and she is the life and soul of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani is artfully adorned with jewels. She is very learned in the science of Hari Ras, and her forehead is nicely decorated with tilak. Her breasts are covered with a beautiful corset and adorned with valuable gems, and her eyes are anointed with black corallium. Thus she appears to be relishable sweetness personified. Give up everything and become a maidservant at the lotus feet of Radha. Just worship and serve her with great attention. When the goddess Rati, Gauri and Leela see the effulgent rays of her pure body, they give up all their pride. The good fortune, which is attributed to the goddesses Shachi, Lakshmi and Satya, is completely defeated in the presence of Radha's feet. Even the group of rival gopis led by Chandravali are forced to accept their defeat before Srimati Radharani, for she alone controls Krishna. Thus they always sulk and simply remain quarrelsome. Bhaktivinoda, a resident of Sri Gotrung, always endeavors for the lotus feet of Radha, the most beloved of Lord Hari. Srimati Radharani ki jai, jai jai Sri Radhe, jai jai Sri Radhe, jai jai Sri Radhe. Shyam Hare Krishna.